following you for Harriet. I followed you up the face of that cliff-riddled mountain. I am tall, stiff, scared of heights. You are small, lithe, quick, and not scared of anything in the physical world. At first, the easy handholds and footholds gave me confidence, but narrow ledges curving under overhangs began to take their toll. I stalled, my face pressed to rock, no way forward or back. The fall was steep for 300 feet, then a sloped field of boulders, then the tops of firs rising toward us. You coached, guided my hand to a hold I couldn't see, and suddenly I could swing around to you. We grew silent in our climbing as the sun beat down on us hot and the wind whipped us cold. You led the way, finding routes that only a lizard would see. The top was far away above us and out of sight. I kept my eyes straight ahead on the rock, feeling for the next hold. Or I watched the soles of your feet, your swaying butt, the braid of your long blonde hair swinging back and forth. On a steeper, more difficult face, you kept describing finger holds, but when I reached, they felt like band-aids stuck to the stone. Still, I made the next ledge again and again. The shadows of hawks and eagles flashed across me as if I'd become stone myself. I could hear your words, but I didn't listen. Wind whistled and whispered across the countenances of great cliffs. A hawk's shrill cry scattered down the valley of crags and spires. I watched the wavy shadow feet of clouds as if they knew the way home. Your voice fell on me from above, like my own thoughts, saying to keep reaching and feeling, to keep moving. And I did, managing somehow to trust the sliver of an edge to pull myself up to you. We sat for hours on that ledge, our bodies fused at hip and shoulder. The vastness swirled and thickened. Our eyes and ears traveled so far into the unknown, we could barely breathe.